I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. All charges against actor Jussie Smollett have been dropped. Smollett had been accused of staging a hate crime and filing a false police report. An emergency hearing for the Empire actor held this morning in a Chicago courthouse. This decision, a dramatic reversal in a case in which Chicago police alleged that Smollett orchestrated his own attack in late January. Governor Murphy plans to sign a bill passed by the legislature yesterday that would give terminally ill patients the right to end their own lives in the Garden State. The bill allows those who have been given 6 months to live the right to ask a doctor to prescribe life-ending medication. New Jersey would become the eighth state to allow doctor-assisted suicide. A nationwide breakdown of a computer check-in system used by American Airlines and others caused a temporary suspension of flights this morning at Philadelphia International Airport. The 15 to 20 minute outage, according to an airline spokesperson, caused issues for those trying to board flights in Philadelphia, LaGuardia, Phoenix, and Fort Lauderdale, among other cities. The technical issue's been fixed, but American Airlines is reminding passengers they could still see some residual delays. A sweeping House bill would change the way the U.S. deals with climate change, livable wage, and successful retirement. And it was introduced back in early February. The measure is called the Green New Deal, and it's received mixed reviews from local congressional members. Some believe the time is right to take strong measures given the change we're seeing. Others believe it's too much too soon. In sports, Phillies workout today at Citizens Bank Park. Opening day is Thursday against the Braves. Let's take a look at your CBS 3 Eyewitness forecast. Sunny, chilly, breezy today with a high of 48. Clear skies and cold tonight, not as breezy with a low of 31. And sunny tomorrow, 51 degrees the high. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.